Yeah, you do. The Senate will be placed. How can that? Senate, will please come to order. The clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Beyer, Beyer, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Gerard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Monroe, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Olson, Olson, Brzezanski, Brzezanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Shields, Star, Star, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Telfer, Thompson, Thompson, Berger, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Rod Monroe will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Today's invocation, Senator Alan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, it's Tuesday. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us this great state as our heritage. Grant that those who now serve may always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless this state with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Grant that those who serve in this place, who have gathered from all parts of this state, may be trustworthy leaders. Support them in defending our freedoms, and give to those whom we have entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace always. Gracious Lord, when times are prosperous, may their hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let their trust in you fail. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
Thank you, Senator Alan Olson, for your invocation, and thank you, Senator Rob Monroe, just a minute, for the invocation.
Part of Oregon, not just Portland.
All right, we have a very special, my fellow senators, a very special presentation today, and I've been informed you can remain seated during it. We have a special performance today organized by Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. In the North Gallery, we have Cappella Romana, a vocal ensemble focusing on ancient Christian Roman music. They will perform an excerpt from the play of the three Hebrew children in the furnace. The song is a medieval Byzantine chant sung in ancient Greek based on the story from the book of Daniel from the Old Testament. Cappella Romana, I hope I'm saying that right, for your chant. That was very special and unique. And the members are David Kruger, John S. Boyer, Mark Powell, and Chuck Trumpower. So thank you, each and all. It's an honor and a privilege to have you in our chamber today. That was delightful. Come back again and again. Thank you very much. I will now go to courtesies and recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, because I think she also would like to specifically extend her thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. And please join me in thanking Cappella Romana. As the President said, the members, including Mark Powell, are all but one are residents of Senate District 21, the, in my opinion, the finest Senate district in the state. I'm sure you all might have different opinions about that. And Capella Romana is a nationally and internationally famous group in early music circles. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, and their name, which means Roman chapel, has meant that their repertoire of Old Rome and Western Europe and New Rome, which might not sound very new to your ears, but the Byzantine and Slavic inheritance, both ancient early music and contemporary works figure prominently in their programs. As I said, they are known not just locally, but around the country. They'll be performing at the Metropolitan Museum in New York on March 30th, and they've issued over a dozen recordings, including one that will be coming out in cooperation with the Metropolitan Museum. So they're clearly very high caliber, and we were very fortunate to be able to hear from them today, and I hope you will join me in thanking them and extending courtesies. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We also have today in the Capitol the Oregon Student Association, which represents 100,000 students throughout the public colleges and universities in our great state. And I want to welcome the representatives, the Oregon Student Association representatives that are here in the gallery as well as throughout the building. I understand they're from the following community colleges and or universities: Lane Community College, University of Oregon, Oregon State University, Eastern Oregon University, Western Oregon University, Southern Oregon University, and Portland State University. So to each of the Oregon Student Association members that are here in the chamber and throughout the Capitol, it's an honor and a privilege that you would come here today and to help us with our deliberations in this short general session. This is your Capitol, and stay as long as you want. Come back again and again, and I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to each and every one of you. Let me also acknowledge, before I go to individual courtesies, Martin Nelson Harrington. Now, this is our honorary page of Senator Betsy Johnson, and I don't know where Martin is, but, oh, there you are. This is our, I believe, the first honorary page that I've recognized in this general session, so you're a historic figure. You might make note of that. I think I can say that. You are the first honorary page in our first annual session that we've recognized from the podium. So, Martin, you can take that home with you and do some bragging. And thank you, Senator Betsy Johnson, for bringing Martin to us. Appreciate that very much. All right, now I'll go to Senator Alan Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask you to give a courtesy to the Senate to Lindsay Erickson, who's interning our office with us. Lindsay is a student at Willamette. She's majoring in psychology, which for our office is very helpful, for obvious reasons. Thank you. She's getting us through this. What I find interesting about her, not only is she a student of Willamette and doing a great job there, but she and her three siblings were raised by a single mother in Roseburg, Oregon. And I think it speaks well of her and her mother to have her at Willamette with that kind of a background. So, Lindsay, thanks for being here with us. We enjoyed dinner at the Spaghetti Factory last night. We'll get you out again for another dinner before we're through.
Thank you. Lindsay, welcome to the Oregon State Senate. We are hoping you will have a very successful internship. I'm sure you will, if you're working with Senator Alan Bates, an outstanding individual physician and state senator from, as you know, the Ashland area. And my son also majored in psychology in college, and that's very interesting. So thank you for being here. We welcome you to the Oregon State Senate. Recognize Senator Chuck Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can ask that you please extend courtesies to Brian Adams. Brian's from Hood River, went to school with my daughter and Dylan, my son-in-law. Brian was on the T-ball team that I coached, so I've known Brian a long time, and I was a pretty good coach back then, but I'm sorry to say Brian didn't, you know, reach the professional level, even though I was a pretty good coach, but I'm very proud of him. He's turned out to be a great individual, a great community-oriented person. He is a fireman at the Clackamas District Number 1. And lives in Sandy and is interested in probably pursuing to be a Sandy City Councilman possibly this year, and is interning with us this week. Please extend courtesies, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. It's an honor and privilege to have you here, and Senator Chuck Thompson is fortunate to have you, and we're fortunate to have you on the floor today. So I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you. Thank you very much for coming today to your state capitol. Recognize Senator Bruce Starr, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'd ask that courtesies of the Senate be extended to my children who are sitting with me at my desk, my 14-year-old daughter, my 12-year-old son, Brooke and Brett. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Brooke and Brett. We're glad you're here. I know that I think the Senator likes to have his family at every session and to be introduced, so it's become a tradition, Brooke and Brett. We're pleased you're here, and I'm glad you made it. And it's an honor and privilege, and we'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you. If you're crowded, one of you can go and sit at my desk if you want to, because I know it's just sort of sitting together there. So if you'd like to do that, although I know you want to be with your dad, and I understand that, but if you get overcrowded, I give you permission to go sit right over there at that desk, because nobody ever sits there. So thank you very much. I think that does it. Any other courtesies? I don't see any. Remonstrances? Excuse me. I could go back to that one. That objection returned to the order of remonstrances. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, colleagues, on your desk you'll find a little flyer called Senate Challenge. And each February, members of the House and Senate, but more effectively members of the Senate, work to gather food for the governor's food drive. In the past, the Senate has organized taco feeds, paper airplane toss, and other events to get folks excited about answering the food challenge. This short session doesn't lend itself to special events, so we're simply asking folks to take the challenge. Our goal this year is 10,000 pounds of food. 1 pound of food equals 1 pound of food, but $1 equals 5 pounds of food. So if you can, please make sure that you make a contribution, engage your staff. Dollars are particularly valuable to the food bank. That gives them the flexibility that they need to repackage the food and make sure that it gets delivered to people in need. Collection boxes are on the second, third, and fourth floor lobbies, as well as in the Secretary of the Senate's office. Please make your checks payable to Oregon Food Bank. If you have questions, talk to Carol in S-223, Samantha in S-323, or Cindy in 233. Those are all folks that have been willing to help coordinate food drive donations. So please, we're asking you to accept the Senate challenge and top us off at 10,000 pounds of food for Oregon Hungry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli. I'm really glad you did that, because this gets very competitive around here, and we don't have the numbers the House has, and some other organizations have already started stuff up. And so I'm really glad you did that, because I really would like to win it just because I just want to win it. So let's get after it. Recognize Senator Joanne Berger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, today is Mardi Gras. In my home state of Louisiana, it is the time to start shouting, "Throw me something, mister." And there's the purple and the blue and the gold, and there are the parades. They begin in January, and it's a community effort throughout the state of Louisiana. Today will be the Rex Parade, which is the biggest parade, but there are many, many other wonderful parades. And Mardi Gras is not just a time for everybody to go to New Orleans and get drunk. So I want to dispel that right away. It is a time for children to march in the finest parades ever put in New Orleans, Louisiana. And the excitement and thrill of those that get to ride on the floats, that get to go to the parties, and to be involved in this celebration is just wonderful. They collect doubloons that are thrown from the floats as well. And of course, not to even minimize the people that stand along the parade route, the thousands of people. And now we have parades all over the state, but New Orleans is still the best. So I just want to say to all of you, happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you. Are there further remonstrances? Message from the House, please.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the co-speakers informing the House has passed House Bill 4090, 4171, Senate Bill 1505, 1524, 1525, 1529, adopt the Senate concurrent resolution 201, 203, and 204.
These are reports from the committees in accordance with SR 8.551 committee report summary number 30 was distributed to members February 20th and number 31 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the journal and the status report is so ordered. We're now on to propositions and motions. I recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended in order that the Senate may take action immediately on second and third reading of Senate Bill 1509.
Senator Diane Rosenbaum has moved that the rules be suspended in order that the Senate may take action immediately on second and third reading of Senate Bill 1509. To your motion.
Colleagues, this bill came to the Rules Committee, got a little more work, and came back a much improved bill. Time is short in this session, and so by taking it up today, it will allow the bill to move over to the House and hopefully make it all the way through the process.
If there is no objection, it is so ordered. Second reading of the Senate measures, please.
Senate Bill 1509, relating to health and declaring emergency.
This will be passed to the calendar. We're now on to the third reading of the Senate measures, and would the clerk please read the bill?
Senate Bill 1509, relating to health and declaring emergency.
Now I recognize Senator Lori Montes-Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 1509 actually moves us forward in changing how we deliver dental care in the state of Oregon. Oregon ranks 35th in the nation. Out of 50 states, we are 35 in adult visits to the dentist in a year. Oregon educators estimate that on any given day, more than 5,000 children are suffering from dental pain or infection. And this has to change. This bill will allow dentists and dental hygienists to practice dentistry for 1 to 5 consecutive days in any 12 months as a volunteer. These are dentists and hygienists from other states who do not have a license in this state but do in other states. We need these dentists so that they can participate in the wonderful free dental clinic that is held once a year here in Oregon. It is called Oregon's Mission of Mercy, or ORMOM. This clinic has been held in Portland for 2 years, and this year it will be held in Medford because the dentists want to expand the reach and impact of this great event. This year it will be in Medford, held September 14th and 15th. And then the following year, it'll be held in Portland, November 24th and 27th. Let me tell you the impact these clinics have had on Oregonians this year. There were 611 cleanings, 2,924 x-rays, 1,593 fillings, 1,934 extractions, 126 partial dentures. As of its November 2011 clinic, it provided 2,023 patients with over $1.2 million worth of dental services. And that is $829,000 worth of treatment to 1,554 patients. They had 1,800 volunteers, 311 dentists, 275 assistants, 172 hygienists, 24 lab techs, 16 from the pharmacy field, 35 from the medical field, 428 students, and 552 people from the community. It takes $250,000 to pay for the event, and it came from all kinds of supporters. These dentists and community stepped up to care for Oregon's dental needs, and we need to allow them to expand. Of the people that were seen, 77% that they did not have a place to go to get dental care. 53% said they were in dental pain. And 34% of them said they had had this pain, dental pain, for over a year. And 75% of these people said the main reason that they had not seen a dentist is that they do not have insurance. We in Oregon have to do better. This legislation, Senate Bill 1509, makes one small step in meeting the dental health care needs of Oregonians. And I do want to put one other thing on the record, because this bill had several ramifications, reiterations. It started out as a massage therapist bill, health exchange bill. We had a lot of different things in this bill. But one of the things we decided not to include in the bill, I need to get on the record. This bill no longer deals with locations where or populations to whom an extended practice dental hygienist may provide services. The issue came up before the committee because the Board of Dentistry had previously concluded that the deletion of two words or locations in Senate Bill 738 passed last session was a substantive change. Instead, that change was a legislative council language cleanup that deleted superfluous words. The Board of Dentistry now understands that this deletion was not intended in any way to reduce its authority to permit expanded practice dental hygienists to provide services to underserved persons. So all reference to this issue has been deleted from this bill, and now the Board of Dentistry can proceed to examine this issue in rulemaking. Legislation is not needed at this point on that. Otherwise, the main bill is a really good bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Discussion recognized, Senator Jason Atkinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, out of an abundance of caution, I would declare a potential conflict of interest as my wife is a dental hygienist, also known as a tartar minor.
Further discussion, please. Senator Montes Anderson, do you wish to close? The question I rise upon the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 1509. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Edwards, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, President Courtney, excused, George, 29 aye votes.
Senate Bill 1509, having received constitutional majority, is cleared passed. Election executive appointments require the Senate confirmation, introduction, first reading of Senate measures, second reading of Senate measures, third reading of Senate measures, first reading of House measures.
House Bill 4090 relating to urban services and declare emergency. House Bill 4171 relating to electronic filing deadlines and declare emergency.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for referral, second reading of House measures.
House Bill 4013 relating to accelerated college credit programs, pursuant to the effective date. House Bill 4015 relating to lead. House Bill 4128 relating to treatment for craniofacial anomalies.
These are passed to the calendar. Now, on the third reading of House measures, would the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 4046, relating exemption from assessment on gross amount of premiums and prescribing effective date.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 4046A comes from your Committee on General Government, Consumer, and Small Business Protection, came out 4-0, exempts certain accident-only policies and specified disease and hospital indemnity insurance policies from payment of the assessment on the gross amount of premiums effective September 29th, 2013. To shortly explain, back in 2009, we created a 1% health care insurance payment to help fund healthy kids. These supplemental policies weren't in it for a while, and then it was in it in the end. And don't ask me any questions because I'm still confused. But as it comes out, there is no nexus for some of these policies because you'll note on the revenue statement it's revenue neutral. And so we're fixing something that we did back then that I still don't understand. But it was a good bill, and Doc Bates is going to bail me out here.
I now recognize, we're under discussion on the measure, please. Recognize Senator Alan Bates, please.
Well, I could just say quack, quack, but I won't. We inadvertently, when we did this, accidentally put a small group of insurers in who aren't directly involved in health care from the point of view of actually paying hospitals and doctors. And this bill corrects that. And what it means is if we go forward with that kind of a tax again, they will be automatically exempted, not a part of this discussion again. So it's a good bill, does what it needs to do, cleans up a little technical problem we have, and takes care of it. And it was done for several companies, of which the most notable one is Aflac. So we appreciate you bringing the bill forward and getting this done. Thank you very much.
Is there further discussion on the measure which is now before us? Senator Boquist, do you wish to close?
Just briefly to thank Dr. Bates for bailing me out, because this one I am a loss for words here. I guess quack, quack, right?
Question now rises upon a third reading. The final passage of 4046. Those opinion bills are passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ferrielli? George? Girard? Hass? Johnson? Cruz? Montes Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Przanski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. George, 29 aye votes.
The Senate bill, House Bill 4046, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Other business of the Senate, in accordance with SR 8.403, committee referral list number 19, 20, 21, and 22 were distributed to the members on February 20th. The referrals will be recorded in the Journal of State's report and so ordered. I will. We're now at the announcements. Senator Fred Girard, for what purpose? What is your announcement request?
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for unanimous consent so I can declare a conflict on Bill 1509.
Senator Fred Girard has asked for unanimous consent to allow him to enter a potential conflict of interest on Senate Bill 1509. Is there any objections? I hear no objections. Please place your potential conflict on the record.
I'm a licensed dentist in the state of Oregon.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Brian Boquist, please, an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the record, Veterans and Military Affairs will be meeting again at 1 o'clock very shortly for the purpose of a conflict amendment. It'll be a very short meeting, but did want it to be announced. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there, okay, recognize Senator Dan Rosenbaum, please.
Hold your thought for a minute. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats, we will caucus immediately after floor session, so please come to the caucus room, and then you'll be able to enjoy your lunch in peace.
This is interesting. Since I asked Senator Ted Ferrielli to come to the podium and he's not at his microphone, the Senate Republicans will caucus at noon. That's a first. So, Senate Republicans, listen up. You're gonna caucus at noon as well. Are there any other announcements, please? Well, we're holding on for a second. I don't know what this is about. The delay, my fellow senators, is the House just passed a measure. We're trying to decide whether they should wait to at least first read it. It's a, what is it?
It's House Bill 4027.
No, I don't want to do this. No, I don't want the Senate to have to wait. We've made Well, I'm not waiting. If there's no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate will be adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, which is February 22nd. The Senate is now adjourned. I don't.